As Mayor Michael Bloomberg pushes legislation to control the size of soft drink containers as a way to curb childhood obesity, two city council members are saying there's a better way to address the problem. Melissa Mark Verito and Letitia James are calling on the school's chancellor to bring physical education programs into compliance with national standards and to reduce program disparities in low-income communities. WBAI's Phil Bader spoke with City Council member James about her opposition to the mayor's soda ban and the letter she co-authored to Chancellor Walcott.
At a time when the economy is trying to recover, we just thought that there were other ways to address the obesity, heart disease, and diabetes problem in the city of New York, particularly in communities of color. And we thought fitness was a better answer to that. And we particularly wanted to focus primarily on what the Department of Education was doing in our schools. And when, lo and behold, we uncovered that they were doing absolutely nothing and that a number of our schools, unfortunately, do not even have a plan that has been submitted pursuant to the law so that our children are in compliance with, federal law. In addition to that, a number of our grade schools, particularly the third grade, based on some reports that have been prepared by Controller John Liu and others, indicate that fitness and athleticism in our public schools is at a minimum, and in some cases it's non-existent. And so our position is basically to the mayor of the city of New York, as opposed to this arbitrary soda ban, why don't we focus more on fitness, particularly in our schools, and why don't we try to renovate our gyms and ensure that our children in the city of New York are engaging in fitness on a daily basis and for at least 45 minutes a day. And unfortunately, that is not the case today, which is why so many children, unfortunately, are obese. In addition to that, as I go throughout my district and in central Brooklyn and other parts of the city of New York, I recognize that there are no salad bars. I recognize that children, unfortunately, are still eating unhealthy food. I recognize that we're not even teaching or educating individuals about the connection between health outcomes and healthy food. And so our focus is more on education and what we have a responsibility and a duty to, and that is ensuring that our schools are educating our children and, two, focusing on health outcomes in the city of New York. And that really was the sum and substance of our letter.
Okay, it seems that your letter talks about the schools not meeting minimum standards.
Not at all.
Could you tell us what the minimum standards are, and are the minimum standards even enough?
So the minimum standards are really not enough, and in some cases, and it varies from location to location, and there are some standards that have been put forth by the federal government, and basically based upon our observations and a review by Controller John Liu, we were not even meeting basic minimum standards, which basically indicates that individuals are supposed to have gym class and athleticism in their routine on a daily basis, at least at the minimum, one class a day. And they're not even meeting that. And I think also what's having an adverse impact on that is these forced co-locations that the mayor is engaging in. Again, in my district, where you have 4 and 5 schools in one building, it's virtually impossible that children can get into the gym to exercise for 45 minutes, let alone their minimum requirement. So all that we are saying is that we can do a better job at focusing on fitness, and that is, let's start in our public school system as opposed to an arbitrary soda ban, which unfortunately will not work.
You're involved in a number of nutrition and fitness initiatives, including the Let's Move campaign sponsored by the First Lady. Does this tie into your message to the mayor and chancellor?
We really need to do more. We need to follow the challenges that have been put forth to us by the First Lady, Mrs. Obama, and I believe if we follow her challenge, if we accept her challenge, it will go a long way in addressing fitness in our community as opposed to an arbitrary and simple ban to a very complex problem. But I think my real point is, and I think the mayor really needs to understand, and this is really critically important, the mayor really needs to understand growing poverty in the city of New York is inextricably tied to obesity, health disease, and diabetes, and the disparities in health care. That is a more complex discussion and a discussion that we should have in the city of New York.
Brooklyn City Council member Letitia James speaking with WBAI's Phil Bader.